Good evening, good evening, good evening. And if you're somewhere else in the galaxy where it's not the evening, then good day to you. Or maybe good afternoon. Or good morning, Australia. It's us.
It's Thursday. This is Studio 5 at Hutton Orbital. And as usual, it's time for the live show. A quieter one this week as we're stuck between the rock of anticipation and the hard place of exhaustion.
That sounds a little bit kinky. But first, on with the headlines.
The gloves are off as Pilots Federation set to officially recognize Thargoids.
Out of luck as Hutton truck stuck in amok. A globular collision warning.
Profanity insanity overturned as galactic swear filter grows itself an off switch.
Hutton turmoil strikes.
Humanity on the back foot as best foot forward proves to be a foolish idea.
Love reveals all, this time without the threat of arrest for public indecency.
And Norma covers everything to do with the community goals. The Pilots Federation are rumored this week to be officially recognizing the Thargoids as a threat. With a forthcoming update to Galactic Shipboard Systems, Thargoids are expected to be identified as an official system-wide menace, legal combatant, and signatory to both the Dizzo Convention and the expected behavior of warring factions and beholden to the Queensbury Rules of Space Combat. Tharg the Mighty's minions are moving from a minor inconvenience and occasional cheeky scamp bit of vandalism of backwater stations to a full-blown combat zone participant in the forthcoming weeks. Their interceptor pilots are currently receiving anatomical training on human opponents so as not to inadvertently sucker punch one of us below the belt, gouge eyes, or engage in inappropriate biting and chewing on essential appendages. Oh, dearie me, what happened to my teeth? So, they are receiving anatomical training on human opponents so as not to inadvertently sucker punch one of us below the belt, gouge eyes, or engage in inappropriate biting and chewing on essential appendages. The first two delegations sent to negotiations on independent planets were short full of barbs, chopped up and eaten. Whereupon humanity apologized and admitted that the ambassadors from Thargoid space did look awfully like a brace of desserts. And admitted that the ambassadors from Thargoid space did look awfully like a race of dressed shellfish, ready, and the holy water blessed by their eight-sided deity had been mistaken for a huge finger bowl. I'm giving it the finger right now. Here at Hutton, we're hoping that the formalization of the rules de guerre between two and many legged populations means that things can be kept civil, and that if future interactions will be less full of sticky green goo, dismemberment and probing, and more like a cabinet meeting in the UK, sometime during Brexit negotiations. On second thoughts, stick to the goo.
Ongoing projects to separate the twin planets involved in the gravitational anomaly known as the Sword of Damocles saw a visit from Hutton commanders today, marking the theoretical last time that the two planets will intersect. Commanders did meet GF, Mr. Shouty, Winard, and Draxor made their way to the location in time to see the twin planets distort space-time and pass each other, and even through each other, without so much as a hint of destruction, debris, or delamination of the layers of the planet. Caught between two very large, throbbing spherical objects, Draxor commented that it was the tightest spot she'd ever been in, and it was a little claustrophobic in the deepest crevices. Many of the communications would, to the outside observer, appear to be those of a group of people mainlining Onionhead, with phrases such as, "I've just thrown through my planet. I'm 18K above your planet, but I'm in my planet." And with a side order of, "We're all going to die!" The anomaly is expected to be resolved over coming weeks, and the planets will return to a ballet of galactic proportions, just without all of the bodily intercourse and wibbly-wobbly matter transference.
At birth, all pilots are fitted with a situation-sensitive profanity filter. This is a fact. Integrated with their accelerated language and dialect translation services, these chips are a fully etiquette and protocol programmed to get out of jail free card when traversing the highways, byways, civilizations, and cultures of the galaxy. At Hutton, automated filtration systems, not unlike those in Cubicle 3, allow any manner of profanity to proliferate, but in the more uptight imperial parts of space where one man's bottom is another man's peccadillo, and one woman's blasphemy is another woman's wisecrack, the settings are dialed up to spurious euphemism, allowing only the mildest and least offensive words through the filter. This leads to the censorship of such words as Blackpool, Scunthorpe, and just about anything in Welsh. The mineral Akashite, which is the chemical formula Cu6H3AS4S12, and is in no way related to Nicolas Cage. And of course, that old favourite, Woodpecker. Bowing to the needs for pilots to say something truly offensive when stubbing their toe in the landing gear of their Eagle, and having had the suggestion that just about anything said with enough vitriol would suffice when accidentally trapping your undercarriage in your suit zipper, ships will now be fitted with a profanity off switch, allowing all the fonks, bedges, shiznods, and... hang on, this is Hutton. That shouldn't be happening. Fonk! Oh, who's been playing with the buttons? Turn my filth right back on right now, you sons of a bench! Fuck you, Simon! Seriously, fuck off!
Turmoil has struck Hutton Space over the last week as our systems have appeared to enter a new global state, henceforth to be known as Yo-Yo. With systems plummeting tens of influence points a day, the custodians have been running around like their hair is on fire. Or for those who don't have much hair left, like someone rubbed their hands with chili powder just before they itched themselves below the underpant line, attempting to put a sticky plaster on the systems to build a little stability in before the forthcoming update to the galactic servers. If anyone sees a Hutton system looking like it's struggling, then please do Alvin a favour and prop it up with anything you can find lying around, and he'd be very grateful.
Good evening, truckers. Atrus5060 reporting in once again from Canon Research with the latest on all things Fargoid. Before we get on to the bad news, the good news is that Project IDA has completed its repairs of Lemon Legacy and has moved on to repairing Cleaver Prospect in Pleiades Sector HR-WDL-57. Once again, humanity has suffered another setback with the unsuccessful defence of Hook Gateway in LHS-6187 and Goddard Hub in HR-3499. But with that in mind, pilots should take pride in their defence of Yang Hub in Ross-129. As with previous damaged stations, the Pilots Federation is once again calling upon independent commanders to assist in the evacuation of both damaged stations. If this trend continues, Thargoid incursions will rise up over double. It will not, they'll rise up all over the bubble. For those interested in seeing what these incursions will be like, the bridge to the parallel universe, known as the Betaverse, is still open for pilots to head over to Maya to see what a continued assault by the Thargoids looks like compared to the current hit-and-run tactics they've been employing in our universe. This week, Eagle Eye is reporting that the new Thargets to be Hamberland Station in LHS 2524 Chiang Prospect in Jambin, and Plucker Enterprise in Dan Hoppy. That's Plucker Enterprise and not Flat. In order to have an increased chance of a successful defense in all of the three systems, pilots are urged to get in touch with the Anti-Zeno Initiative and Canon Lab 69 to coordinate efforts and get the best outfit and advice for their ships. Your missions this week, trackers, should you choose to accept it, will be to defend LHS 2524, Jambin, and Dan Oppy. Good luck out there, truckers. For the mug!
And now we're off to the loo. Hang on a minute. You're not Lou. Who are you?
Yeah, he got caught short. I got left holding the fort. So, here we go. This week we've had an election in Wolf 359 where we took hold of Chuckle Vision. Hang on. No, that's Trigger Vason installation. We fell to second in Ross 671, but we pulled back ahead without causing conflict. The Mad Monks got a bit uppity again. They've jumped ahead in Van Man and Star, so if you've got the permit, go work there for hot. We've fallen to second in Wolf 3592, but we hope to get an election in Van Man and Star, and then we'll fix Wolf. And out in Colonia, it's currently working tier, and that's about it, really. And now over to Norma and her lovely pair of CGs.
A long-standing rivalry between two factions, Lower Holdings and the new Lower Party in the Lower System, has erupted into full-scale conflict. The commencement of hostilities was announced on the Vox Galactica news service by Carlene Troy, a freelance Warzone reporter. More follows later.